Not many comedians use their talents to help others, but Brad Johnson knows firsthand that laughter is the best medicine.
I love comedy, and I've always loved Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like, when I was a kid, I would watch Whose Line with my family, and like, I wanted to be on the show. And I've done improv since I was a kid. I worked for a nonprofit that helps with at-risk youth. I mean, like, high schoolers and middle schoolers that need to be taught about the risks of underage drinking and the risks of prescription drug misuse or abuse. It was after I got laid off from Brookshire's doing video production for them, and they decided they were going to lay off like 85 people in one day, and I was one of the ones who got laid off. A friend of mine who is a stand-up comedian called me and he said, "Hey man, what are you doing these days?" And I told him, and he was like, "Well, we think you'd be good for this new position that's opened up at our nonprofit. Would you like to come in and talk to me about it?" And I said, "Sure. What would I be doing?" And he's like, "Well, you'd be talking to, you know, school students, and you'd be talking to people in the community, and you'd be rallying them together to help prevent and make people aware of substance abuse." And I was like, that's awesome. I love it because I'm able to talk to kids that about substance abuse, and it's a big deal. You know, like I was around that when I was in high school and stuff, and I knew not to do it. But I saw the dangers of it, right? A bunch of my friends were doing it and were getting in trouble and whatever. And, you know, I was suicidal in 10th grade, and I met a guy, and the day I met him, he killed himself that night. So that was what kind of woke me up to what suicide was and like how real it is, and kind of pulled me away from it. It's kind of a win-win on both accounts. I'm learning skills on how to be better at public speaking, and I use those skills to be better at improv, right? And I use my improv skills to answer questions and think on my feet when I have a Q&A with some students, and I'm like, "Hey, what do you guys think about this?" And they tell me. I'm also more confident in what I carry more confidence. So when I'm on stage on either place, comedy or talking to students, I'm confident about what I'm talking about. I know the knowledge, I know the information, and I can deliver it in a way that's entertaining. I have a film degree, so I would love to use my skills as video production, or doing that. So, and I've been told recently at my job that there's going to be a position later that's going to be more mental health, like talking to kids about mental health, which that's very important to me, and I would be using my video skills as well. So that's interesting to me. And enticing for my future of my career.
This story was written and produced by me, Ryan Wilson. Our executive producer is Marsha Little Matthews. The music is Photo Album by Benjamin Tissett from bensound.com. Tomorrow by Benjamin Tissett from bensound.com. A New Beginning by Benjamin Tissett from bensound.com. Sad Day by Benjamin Tissett from bensound.com. An Adventure by Benjamin Tissett from bensound.com. Special thanks to Brad Johnson. This program was produced as part of MCOM 4333 Topics in Communication Theory, Narrative Storytelling Across Media at the University of Texas at Tyler. This program is a 2019 copyrighted production of the Department of Communication at the University of Texas at Tyler.